Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. Today, the Swedish singer, songwriter, and guitarist Simon Balthazar leads the band Fanfarlo as our guest. They're from London, but recorded their debut full-length Reservoir in Connecticut with producer Peter Kadas, who also worked with Interpol. The five-member Fanfarlo features your normal band instrumentation supplemented by trumpets, violins, clarinet, and mandolins, among many other touches. And I had read Fanfarlo described as a London band, and considering Simon is from Sweden, I wondered what that meant to be a London band.
I'm Swedish.
Right.
And Kathy grew up in Belgium, and, you know, we all live in London, so that's right. But I don't necessarily think that we have that much in common with what's going on in the UK. And, you know, most of the stuff going on, if it's not electronic, which most of it is, it's, you know, either kitchen sink indie or people trying to sound like they're from Brooklyn. So, I don't know, I feel we have more in common with you know, North American bands.
Now, you recorded the album with Peter Kadas
in
Connecticut. Was that just because that's where he works?
Yeah. Essentially, yeah. So. But it made sense, and I think we like the idea of going away somewhere as well and kind of shutting ourselves into just somewhere and just working 12 hours a day.
Well, good. Well, we're going to hear some music from Reservoir, which is, it's interesting. You put all the singles out initially, then the album you put out on your own, and those of us lucky enough to be able to buy it for a buck did that. And now it's going to be sort of redistributed by Atlantic Records, which is great.
Yeah.
So many different levels to Fanfarlo. Yeah. What do you want to start off with?
We're going to start off with an acoustic version of Drowning Men.
Thank you.
Drowning Men, an acoustic version of that from Fan Farlow, who are playing live for us today. Amos Memon is on the drums, Kathy Lucas on mandolin and violin, Justin Finch on the bass, Leon Beckenham on keyboards and trumpet, hopefully in a bit, and Simon Balthazar. When the band started out, I read something that was like two people to begin with, and Simon, I would assume it was you, but who else?
It was three of us. It was Simon, me, and on bass, and Leon on trumpets. And we used to play with like a laptop with kind of crazy backing tracks that Simon had composed.
Well, you know, there's a lot of us, so we had to use a laptop to kind of, instead of all the people that should be there. But luckily now there's a full band instead.
Now, would those tracks be kind of synthetic sounding, or how would you do the backing tracks?
Like, it's a bit of everything.
They were, they were fairly synthetic, but they kind of sounded good. They sounded fairly genuine. You know, it's amazing what you can do with computers. But it was, you know, it sounds incredible. It was
drum machines.
Yeah, it was drum machines and stuff like that. But I mean, our intentions were just to replace everything with the natural instruments.
Sounds better now. I hope.
People used to think we were really twee band because everything was kind of like nice and drum machiney and.
I saw the band as a three piece as well, so that's what made me get in touch.
You knew they needed a drummer, is that what you're trying to say?
I actually turned it down. Someone asked me, but I said
we kind of just went around and picked the best of our fans.
Yeah. I'll have you and you.
And you. You seem like a nice fan.
No, I heard somebody say, do I hear a theremin in the mix? And what I think they're hearing is a musical song, right? Yeah. So was there any kind of a thing about doing things more acoustically or rather than, could use the theremin, I suppose.
That's really the way Peter works. He likes to use the genuine article.
The way we work as well, you know, and yeah. I think we really gelled with Peter because we had, you know, he works really kind of old school organically and acoustically.
Although he did have a theremin in the studio. Mm.
It did. Yeah. We did. Yeah,
none of us are really accomplished.
Well, we tried.
We were kind of. We've been using the saw for like some years now. Kathy playing the saw, so it kind of only seemed natural we should take it and get it laid down. You know,
as opposed. This tour is the first time for a long time we've actually brought it with us live. We used to use it a while ago, but that was, you know, that was when we were playing a lot smaller shows and we didn't have our own sound person, and it was just. You know, we would get like ridiculed at best, or you know, if not abused, for like bringing
sometimes beaten
awkward instruments,
problematic,
and set upon.
It's like, what do you mean? You
lots
want
of feedback. Feedback.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, that's very much a problem. Our guests today are Fan Farlow, and they're playing live in our studio. And what's next?
I'm playing Fire Escape.
When you stay
It was Fire Escape, another one from Fan Farlow, playing live in the World Cafe today, another one from Reservoir. There's something about this band that reminds me of another era, and I'm trying to think of, you know, whether it's turn of the century or 20s, 30s. There's something, somebody, I think somebody in some review used the word sepia to kind of describe. Is that a conscious thing?
It's I think as far as the music, it's kind of been a, I don't know.
I don't think it's a conscious thing necessarily. I mean, I think especially in in our earlier songs, like Fire Escape, it's one of older songs, and I think we kind of we do definitely draw in like things like, you know, like old marching bands.
I was thinking, yeah, know. the town band.
Yeah, the sort of the crazy circus sort of. I mean, our stage show has kind of taken on the aspect of a sort of crazy kind of, you know, like Dust Bowl era, like circus, you know, and our kind of what we wear is kind of, we kind of all naturally started to kind of go in that direction because it's kind of creepy, it's kind of eerie, it's still got that kind of rootsy feel, the folky feel, which is kind of what we're into, you know. We're trying to inject a bit of like color into it as well.
So I think definitely you know, we draw a lot on folk music and marching bands and I don't know, bit of Motown. But
which all kind of fits together and on the which fits together in this band at least. And the new singles is called, a song called The Walls Are Coming Down, which has a wonderful video with an escape artist. Who's the Harry Houdini admirer?
Well, I'm reading into, I mean, I think all of us, but I've been reading a lot about Harry Houdini the last year or so. And I don't know. He's a really interesting character, and it's a really interesting era. There's this really good book called The Secret Life of Harry Houdini, which is really interesting, and it talks a lot about how he kind of, his relation to kind of spiritualism, and he was like a real kind of debunker as well. And
like Simon just said, that whole era kind of mixed with this, like the spirituality of that era, which was kind of bizarre, and Houdini was a big part of that. It's kind of has big effects on our lyrics and sort of a whole kind of aesthetic. The band, really.
Yes,
and it all kind of fits in, you know.
Seances and the like.
Yeah, but, you know, spiritualism. Weird stuff. Yeah, we'll definitely be some more crazy stuff like that.
Well, I wanted to play from the album because it turned out so well. I wanted to play the Walls Are Coming Down. This is a bit of Fan Farlow, and check out the video with the escape artist.
They swallowed it whole. They went farther gone, far the same. Lies we all have the same shoes to fill. The preachers and books of your empire fly here alone. Someday they will be forgotten and die. One by one, the walls are coming down. The here and now is coming round. It will someday let you down. The ships are coming in. The great
That's The Walls Are Coming Down from our guest today, Fan Farlow, and that is how Reservoir, the album, sounds, and this is how they sound in the studio. What do you want to do next?
Harold T. Wilkins.
Now, who was or is Harold T. Wilkins?
He was this journalist and writer. He was he wrote a book that I kind of found in a charity shop back in the 50s. It's about flying saucers, and it was about... Yeah, it's about flying saucers back in the days when you could actually call them flying saucers. And then I was writing this song about some kind of outsider character who's, you know, essentially waiting to get picked up by a spaceship. And then it seemed like a good idea to name the song after him.
Time, even up on the roof again.
Harold T. Wilkins from Fan Farlow finishing up our session. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and xpn.org. To visit and hear more, you can go to our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks a lot for spending your time with the World Cafe.